The Daffodil Baby. It was winter time, and the Daffodil Baby lay wrapped in her warm brown blankets under the ground. But she was not a contented baby. She wanted to be up above the ground to see what the great world was like. "It is very dull down here," she said to her little friend, the earthworm. "Do please go up and see if it is time for me to rise." The earthworm wriggled his way to the top of the ground, but he soon came back, shivering with cold. "Don't think of going up yet," he said. "Lie down and sleep again in your warm blankets. On the earth there is nothing to be seen but snow and ice. You would be frozen if you went up now." So the Daffodil Baby lay down and went to sleep, and slept for many days and nights. By and by, however, she woke and grew restless again. "Please see if I may go up yet," she said. The kind earthworm went up again, but came back as quickly as before. "Stay where you are," he cried. "It has rained so much that all the garden is flooded. You would be drowned if you went up now." The Daffodil Baby had to lie down again. She tried to sleep, but she only grew more restless day by day. At last, she begged the little earthworm to go up once more and see what the world was like. This time, he came back smiling. "You may safely go up now," he said. "The snow and floods are all away, and the sunbeams are there. They are looking for you." The Daffodil Baby jumped for joy. She sprang out of her blankets and began to push her way up as fast as she could, wrapping herself as she went in a warm, thick cloak of green. When she reached the top, she felt the little sunbeams lay their warm hands on her, and she heard her tall leaf brothers say to one another, "Here comes Baby." But she did not look out from her cloak, for she said to herself, "I must make my frock and grow bigger before I shall be ready to play with the sunbeams." She worked away busily under her green cloak and grew taller and taller every day. The little earthworm often came out to look at her, but all he could see was the green cloak. "Why don't you come out and see the world?" he would shout from his lowly place on the ground. She always answered, "Wait a little longer. I am making my frock." At last, one beautiful spring morning, the frock was finished. "I am coming out now," cried the Daffodil Baby. The earthworm wriggled up to the top, and the sunbeams flew down to help. They tugged at the thick green cloak with their warm hands till it flew open. Out sprang the Daffodil Baby, a daffodil baby no longer, but grown into the loveliest little daffodil lady. Her frock was all yellow and frilled, and she wore the daintiest little green shoes. She was very beautiful. The earthworm heard everybody say that. "What a glorious world!" cried the little yellow lady. "Now I am going to be very happy." And so she was. She played with the sunbeams, danced with the winds, and talked merrily to her green leaf brothers. The bees and the moths came to see her every day. One warm day, the first butterfly of the season came to visit her. But with all her good times, she did not grow proud. She was just as friendly with the earthworm now, when she stood so far above him, as she had been when under the ground. She often had long talks with him in the early mornings before the bees were awake. "Why don't you climb up here?" she asked him one day. "It is much nicer swaying in the wind, and I could talk to you so much more easily." "I should grow giddy up there," answered the earthworm. "It is not the place for me at all. Besides, I shall be able to talk to you all through the long winter, when you are in your blanket again."